need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Enjoy this repost of an episode I did a few months ago about chart reading. Once you understand the emotions behind price action, you'll have a better understanding of how markets move, and you'll be able to make stronger investing decisions. Enjoy. Did anyone else take the trades on the callouts I made this week in the watch list? I did in a couple episodes. We had some real winners in there. And if you did, celebrate this weekend. Take out some of your profits and go buy yourself something nice. If it's only $20, get yourself something to eat. If you made $2,000, go buy yourself a nice pants or a nice dress, whatever. But enjoy that profit, right? Learn to celebrate your wins and feel good about yourself. Now, when I was describing my thoughts on the probability of each of those stocks and where I thought they were going to move, you may have noticed that I used phrases like waiting for buyers to come in and if they're still enthusiastic. All of that can be seen in the chart without knowing any candlestick patterns or fancy chart patterns. I actually don't use candlestick patterns and I don't use chart patterns. When you're watching price action, start narrating. That's it. All price is a group of two people fighting it out about what they believe true value is, and a third group of people just watching, right? People who think that something's underpriced, people who think that something is overpriced, and people who are just watching to see who's going to win the fight. Now, if a price gaps up in the morning, let's say Apple gaps up in the morning and immediately sells off, that means nobody was willing to buy the asset at that price. That's it. That means the people who think that the underlying asset was underpriced bid it up to a price that the buyers were not willing to, I shouldn't say the buyers, the people who had a position didn't feel like it was worth that much and they sold. So, not to bring up Bitcoin again, but people had Bitcoin up to 40,000. And if you've noticed, there's been a lot of profit taking. A lot of people have been reducing their positions in Bitcoin. And they may or may not believe Bitcoin is worth more, but they're not willing to buy more at that price. So they begin selling. That's all it is. Now, there's a lot of textbook definitions to describe what is simply a tug of war between two opposing forces, right? If Apple's going down and refuses to go down below a certain level, which it did actually recently, you know that sellers just aren't strong enough to overcome buyers at that level, which means the people who think Apple's not worth that much aren't as strong as the people who are willing to keep buying Apple at least at this level until something turns around and they can start getting some profits out of it. So I had an Apple credit spread that I bought a while back. It was a put credit spread that I essentially was betting that Apple was going to go up. As it approached the number that I had, which would mean that if it approached my number and got there, then I would start losing money, I was still confident, which means that the sellers were trying to get me to flip out of the position. If I had flipped out of that position, I would have added to the selling, which would have meant that I was, again, playing into that. I didn't believe in that, and other buyers like me didn't believe in it either. So what did Apple do? Apple eventually found enough buyers to overcome the sellers. The sellers ran out of enthusiasm, and Apple ran up yesterday, right? That's all it is. We don't need technical analysis. We don't need, fundamental analysis is good, but if you're just watching it, you just notice, okay, Apple's selling off, but it's not coming down fast. It's kind of just sitting there, which means somebody is waiting to either buy or sellers are waiting to get out of their position if they notice that their position is not going to work, right? And again, you can go to a textbook for all this, but it helps to just talk about it. Now, a big goal of this show is to make this as simple. And when I say this, make trading and investing as simple as possible for you to feel comfortable trading and investing. Now, the idea is not for you to feel comfortable to go out there and just start spending money. That's not my goal, right? I'm a retail trader just like you, so I don't benefit from you trading one way or another. There's somebody else, right? I don't mind if you don't, but I would like you to. I feel like the trading and investing in the stock market is just a wonderful vehicle to start building wealth, and I'm doing it for my family, so I started this podcast to share with you. So in my attempts to make it simple, I want you to try this next time. If you're looking at a chart and you feel like you want to trade or invest and you start feeling confused at any moment or overwhelmed by the movement, maybe it's moving too fast or it's moving sideways or you feel frustrated, just talk it out. Literally narrate it. If it goes up, be like, okay, there goes some buyers. If it then turns around and goes down, I guess they weren't strong enough. If it goes below the green candle, okay, well, those buyers got out and those sellers were way too strong. They flushed those buyers out. Like, literally just talk about it. If a stock is going sideways or the price is going sideways, just be like, you know, well, it's been going down and now it's going sideways. So we're waiting for buyers to come in, right? If it was going down and now it's going sideways, that means the sellers drove it down to a position where buyers came in. You're waiting for them to become more enthusiastic and for the price to go back up and vice versa. If a price is going up, it starts going sideways, it's up to the sellers to drive the price down. If the sellers aren't enthusiastic, guess what? The buyers are going to eventually push through that sideways position. And there was no technical in that. I didn't say consolidation, distribution, accumulation, which is what those positions, those periods are, right? We're not talking about a breakout crossing of the MACD crossing turning up. We're not talking about RSI hitting overbought or oversold. We're not talking about indicators and you know, special words, cup and handle. You know, there's some candlestick patterns that I used to study back in the day when I thought candlesticks actually mattered. But I don't remember the names of them anymore, to be honest. I don't use them. But, you know, I'm not using all these words. Simply just talk it out, right? Keep it simple and you'll be surprised how effective this is. Surprisingly, you know, being too smart and analytical is not a strength in the stock market. It's not. There's a lot of, you know, we would say, you know, accountants, mechanics, doctors, horrible, right? Super, super smart. Mathematicians, horrible. Lawyer, like there's so many smart people who are just horrible in the stock market because they feel like overanalyzing is a strength. In a stock market, it's not. The idea is to be calculated, but simple and confident. Because if you can find a pattern that's simple, and by pattern, I mean a trading strategy that's simple, right? It's simple to understand, and you can feel confident trading it, and you have a way that you feel comfortable watching the market, right? You don't feel overwhelmed. Those are the secrets. You don't have to be too smart and analytical. Throw that, you know, brilliance out, exchange it for confidence and simplicity, and watch your account melt up. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode. It helps to go back every now and again and re-listen to episodes and refresh your memory. It all ties together and combined make for a better investing experience. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.